The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, in choosing the Virgin Mary to be the mother of your Son, you made known your gracious regard for the poor, the lowly, and the despised. Grant us grace to receive your word in humility, and so be made one with your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
First reading is from Isaiah. Because their shame was double, and dishonor was proclaimed as their lot, therefore they shall possess a double portion. Everlasting joy shall be in their hearts. For I, the Lord, love justice. I hate robbery and wrongdoing. I will faithfully give them their recompense, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them. Their descendants shall be known among the nations, and their offspring among the peoples. All who see them shall acknowledge that they are a people whom the Lord has blessed. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall exult in my God. For he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 34 responsibly. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
I will glory in the Lord. Let the lowly hear and rejoice.
Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord and he answered me, and delivered me from all my terrors.
Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed.
I call on my affliction, and the Lord heard me, and saved me from all my troubles.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them. Fear the Lord, you saints of the Lord, for those who fear the Lord lack nothing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Second reading is from Galatians. When the fullness of time had come, God sent his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, in order to redeem those who were under the law, so that we might receive adoption as children. And because you are children, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying, Abba, Father. So you are no longer a slave, but a child. And if a child, then also an heir through God. Word of God, word of life.
Thank you. Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord.
Martin Luther wrote a great deal about Mary, about the mother of our Lord. He encouraged us to pay attention to her, to her life, and especially to her response to God, to pay attention to Mary's response to God as a model for our life. He wrote, "This encourages us to believe that henceforth God will not despise us, poor and lowly ones, but graciously also regard us according to the example of Mary." It isn't very often that August 15th falls on a Sunday. This is the date that for centuries the church has celebrated, remembered the death of Mary. And this feast of Mary then, taking the lead from Luther, can be an opportunity for us to reflect on God's grace and God's powerful work in this upside-down kingdom of God. He looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant, Mary sings in her song. I think she had a right to call herself lowly. She was a poor country girl, lived her whole life in a dusty little village in a poor little country. She's unmarried. She's a teenager who is pregnant. She's engaged to a working class man who doesn't have a clue of what is going on, cannot wrap his mind around what she's telling him. I think it's believable that Mary sings this song beginning with the phrase, "Your poor and lowly servant, insignificant, uncounting, uncounted." I think there are many people today who can relate to that feeling, the feeling of being lowly or insignificant. Some people feel that they are of little consequence. Children and young people can feel that they are of little consequence, that they don't really matter. Oh, we tell them that they are the future, but until then, sit down and be quiet. We ignore them until the future comes. And on the other end of the spectrum, the elderly don't feel like they count anymore. They've had their day. Now step aside and let someone else run the show. A man recently told me that since retirement, he has felt discarded. He had to change jobs because he couldn't keep up with the work that he had once done. Too often, people feel insignificant, unappreciated. Unappreciated in their relationship, in their marriage, or parents feel unappreciated by their children. People who are unemployed can feel lowly and insignificant. What's the first thing you, when you meet somebody, what do? Nothing. You know, we feel very insufficient, lowly, insignificant. Or the chronically ill, or those who suffer from mental illness or addiction, or those who have been abused, who have been set aside. I could go on. There are many people who feel lowly and insignificant for so many different reasons. If that seems to describe you today, if you are feeling insignificant or lowly, this is good news for you. Listen to this proclamation for all the lowly. Look, Mary says, look, God chose the insignificant ones. God chose the ones that the world thought were nothing, the smallest tribe, an insignificant woman. God even became one of those despised ones. In God's kingdom, everything is turned upside down. Everything is different. The rich are made poor. The sick are healthy. The hungry are well fed. The powerless are listened to. God's kingdom is upside down. God's kingdom is different. Reversals happen. Those who were down and out get to be counted in and brought up. But this message isn't just for the lowly. This isn't just good news for those who are feeling insignificant. There is a message of hope in here for those who are sick, who are poor, the oppressed, who are feeling lonely. But those on the other side, those who are the non-poor, the non-oppressed, the non-disenfranchised of this world, there is word of hope here today for that group of people, those individuals as well. We who are powerful, who are well-fed and rich, we who are capable of thinking our own thoughts and making our own decisions, we can hear this good news today as well. Our gifts and talents can be put to use in the service of the kingdom. And we can use our energy in removing the barriers to that kingdom so those on the other side will be able to hear this as good news. We can spend ourselves turning the world upside down and bringing Mary's hymn of praise to reality. The song that we sang as we started the service today, maybe a new song to you. The world is about to change. Well, folks, it's not going to change without your involvement. The world is not about to change unless we're going to be involved in that change, unless we are the ones bringing the lowly up, lifting those who are fallen to standing. We have an opportunity that Vicar Joshua talked about, of standing side by side, shoulder to shoulder with some of the homeless folks in our community. I mean, that's one thing. There are a ton of opportunities. You have opportunities in your daily life from the minute you wake up until you go to sleep. There are opportunities for us to make choices that will lift the lowly, feed the hungry, shelter the homeless, give hope to those who are ill. This is good news, not only for the poor and lowly, but for us, for all of us, whether we're feeling down and out or whether we're feeling strong and powerful. This is good news because the good news of Jesus Christ is that there are not divisions. It's not status, it's not power, it's not money that gives us status in the kingdom of God. There are no status markers in God's kingdom. Through baptism, We are one body. We are brothers and sisters with the marginalized in the world. We are one. The young and the old, the hungry, the rich, the sick, the healthy, the mentally ill, the addicted and abused, and the well-adjusted. We are one with the unemployed, the uninsured, the undocumented. We are one with the insignificant and the lowly. That's who we are, the body of Christ. God doesn't use status or goods as a dividing line, and we can't either. We don't need to cling to our power or burn ourselves out. In God's upside-down kingdom, it's not riches, it's not physical health or education or positions of power, it's not emotional stability or proof of citizenship that connects us with God. The truth is, God comes down and connects God's self with us. God comes down to us in the form of a human being, a lowly human being who suffered and died in order that we might know God. God comes down to us in the form of a simple meal from this table, a little bite of bread, a sip of wine. God comes down to us that we might know God at the very core of our being, that we might hear that song that has been sung through the ages, like a little child knows that sweet angel song in her heart of hearts. That we might know that song that God sings to us. That we might hear that word proclaimed, the word that promises us life and mercy, that gives us hope, even when we're feeling lowly and insignificant, gives us hope every day. God comes down. On this feast of Mary, the mother of our Lord, we hear that song of praise to God for all the good things that God has done. And we pray with Martin Luther that Mary's example will inspire us to faith and hope, and that we too can sing that song and sing that praise to God and sing of our trust in God's mercy and God's faithfulness. That we can revel in this upside-down kingdom, and that we can do whatever we can do to make it happen, and to make it happen for all of God's people, especially those who would name themselves as lowly and insignificant. Because that's where God is. That's where God chooses to be, among the poor and the lowly. Thanks be to God that we have this opportunity to hear the word, to share in the meal, to share in the fellowship of one another, and to trust that word of God. God comes down for us. Amen.